Boom.
Hi.
Hi. We're here. Oh, we have some comments.
Oh, goody. I hadn't even checked.
Four new messages. Update conversation.
Woo, look at that.
All right. Oh, yeah. See, there's Mike's.
Oh, excuse me.
What? Did you just burp?
Yes.
I didn't hear you.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
I keep forgetting we're live.
Uh-oh.
Bad news from Lily.
Back for a bit, I think, Nick the Child, not the cancer's fever has returned. He woke up to tell me. Of course,
he woke me up to tell me. Mommy. Mommy.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please.
I'm running a fever.
I feel a bit warm. Okay, I'm going back to sleep now that you're worried about me. Good night.
I love you.
Love you. Lily would like to point out that we're sounding quite good. Well, I think we're kind of putting that on when we go on this. You should hear us during our downtime. We're just like, okay. Nah.
You sound like we're on Thorazine.
I feel like I'm on Thorazine. she says we don't sound quite ready to do the 3 a.m. movie quiz yet. Well, maybe we'll do it at 3 a.m. my time.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be good.
Mike's got answers for us. Hoedown Aaron Copland, Saber Dance. We both got Hungarian Rhapsody. Whoa! I don't get credit for Hungarian Rhapsody. What the fuck? I knew that was Hungarian Rhapsody. I did too.
Okay, well, we can go back and look.
Oh, Mike, I knew that one was Hungarian Rhapsody.
And I gotta tell you, Mike, I didn't. It's not that I knew number four, but I just couldn't get it. The minute I saw it, I knew that's what it was. Funny how looking at the answer.
You don't get any points. You don't get any points for looking it up and going, oh, yeah.
No. I'm not asking for any points. But I just want to say it's by somebody. I had no idea.
Poncielli.
That Poncielli wrote Hello, Meta, Hello, Fire. Because Mr. M and I, our number one fighting point is a duet called Il Convegno, the convenience store, as I call it, that's written by Poncielli. Just blew my freaking mind.
Blew her freaking mind. That makes my final score 20.
17. It blew my fucking mind.
My final score is 20 because I got Hungarian Rhapsody. I had been pausing and waiting for you to catch
up.
I'll
let you lose by 6 instead of 7. I got no problems with that.
And then Toreador's, which is Bizet's Carmen, which we both got. Mike left us a big bunch of this or that, so we'll come back to that. And probably just
I get to go to bed because I won.
No!
Bye.
No!
I love you.
I am overriding. Lily?
It's time someone put her foot down, and that foot is you.
Lily's got 5 things Nick the Child, not the cancer, can grab. Her hair, her nose, the remote.
Right.
His special bits, and any damn thing remotely in his reach.
That's
the point, though,
now,
is you gotta name the thing.
Is NTC squared, is he like Taylor used to be? Pick it up immediately in the mouth.
In the mouth. All,
no matter
all
what,
kids are
what
like
it
that.
Is and where it came from. In the mouth.
In the mouth. That's how we discover things when we're too small to hold it up and say, excuse me, what is this, please? We pick it up and we go, is this good to eat?
That's right. Can I taste this?
And whether we think it's good to eat or not, apparently, we just keep it in our damn
mouth.
And a bit
jammy.
pause that. All right. I'm just getting a drink here real quick.
Crystal.
And then came Crystal.
Crystal Balamos.
What canonical films do you dislike? What? Huh? What?
Huh?
Are you okay? Oh. That's losing
no.
it.
Canonical?
Canonical?
Maybe she meant comical.
No.
Like a cannon.
Like.
But I thought the cannon was like row, row, row your boat, row, row your
that's
boat,
a round.
Row, oh.
Anyway, this is just like seminal films that you dislike, movies that everybody thinks is wonderful.
Oh, like Gone with the Wind, there you go.
Like The Apartment, for example, and To Kill a Mockingbird, and Casablanca. Casablanca is one
why,
for you.
There's only one Bicycle Thief, Crystal.
Yeah, there's
we
only
love
one.
You.
It's not Bicycle Thieves.
It wasn't a gang.
Maltese Falcon, Vertigo, and The Bicycle Thief. I also despise Vertigo. I don't despise it. I just don't like it.
I don't despise it, but I don't. I agree with you on Casablanca.
Yeah, I don't. I agree with you on Maltese Falcon, though.
I agree with you on To Kill a Mockingbird.
Disagree on To Kill a Mockingbird, The Apartment, and Bicycle Thief, and Casablanca.
I hate Giant. Well, I didn't hate it. I think I gave it 3 stars.
I like Giant quite a lot. I don't think it's underrated, though.
And, you know, Heaven's Gate was on cable the other night, and I just came a pee of watching it, but I didn't.
Oh, well.
That my grandma Bowles used to say that. I came a pee of falling, she would say.
The Amazing Race aside, which reality show would you most want to be on? None. Just The Amazing Race. I'd be on other game shows, but I wouldn't be on a reality show.
Yeah, I'd like to be on Jeopardy.
Which show would you hate to be on? Big Brother.
Big Brother.
I would kill every motherfucker in that house. I would not want to be on Big Brother at all.
Yeah.
And another poem.
Oh, boy.
We shan't read the poem. We haven't the time. Five things she can grab. Crystal can grab the latest from Nation magazine, Lucille Clifton's Good Woman poems, and a memoir. Clearly, she can grab that.
Wonder how she. I believe.
A bottle of something calcium water there. Q-tips and her ticket stubs from film going this year. Ooh, 111 films she's seen in the theater. Yeah.
You must have disposable income out the ass.
Mike's got 5 songs to be played at maximum volume. You Really Got Me by the Kinks. All Day and All
Night
by the
one.
Kinks. Suffragette City, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Oh, and he says, because those instructions are actually on the album. I don't remember that. What Do You Do for Money, Honey, AC/DC, and Blitzkrieg Bop. Good one.
No, I would do Judy as a Punk, but that's all right. Blitzkrieg Bop, I'd probably turn
it up to. Kind of anything by the Ramones. I Want to Be Sedated. It'd be good. He says he's calling it a night. Good night, Mike. Thank you so much.
Bye, Mike.
And
your head.
Duke says he's surprised no one got the correct song to be played at the top full volume. Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf. That's a good one. Getting Slap
that
Happy
comes from
at
a person of my age, yes.
That's true. Update conversation.
Yes, it
I
is,
one
Duke.
More.
It's a little slap happy.
Crystal. Mary Bang. Kill. Oh, okay, so that's marry, fuck, kill. For someone you would marry, someone you would fuck, someone you would kill, in other words. Right?
Oh.
Bing, bing, bing.
Well, the first one, I couldn't kill anybody.
Yeah, I know.
I would marry
Jim
Parsons. That's Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory. He's my TV boyfriend.
And I would marry Jon Stewart, who she would kill.
I would...
She would marry Conan O'Brien. She would bang Carson Daly. Really? Get out of here.
I'd kill him.
Yeah, I'd
not
kill Carson Daly.
Anything about it.
Yeah, and Joe Bob Briggs, she would kill.
He used to make me laugh.
No, you cannot be serious. Oh, no, wait, I know what it is. We're supposed to choose from these lists, okay?
Yeah.
Jim Parsons, Jason Lee, Jon Stewart. All right, marry Jon Stewart, fuck Jason Lee.
You can't kill Sheldon.
Well, I don't want to kill Jim Parsons, but I don't know him as well as the other two. So, sorry.
I'd have to kill Jon Stewart. Sorry, Jon.
That's all right. You kill Jon Stewart, I'll kill
really
Jim Parsons.
I really like you. It would hurt me more than it would
I
hurt
do not
you.
Know any of the people in her second example.
I don't
so
know.
So we shall skip them. Conan O'Brien, Carson Daly, kill.
I would marry Conan. I'd fuck bang. Sorry. I'd bang Joe Bob, but I'd wear a bag over my head.
I'd definitely kill Carson Daly.
And I would kill Carson Daly.
This next one's going to be a killer. Look at this. Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, and Mark Sanford. All right. Mark Sanford.
I would marry Dick Cheney because he's going to die soon.
See, I would kill Dick Cheney. I would kill Dick Cheney. That means I have to marry Karl Rove and bang Mark Sanford. Because I know he won't enjoy it. He likes little boys. Here we go. Tyrone Power, Cary Grant, Rock Hudson.
Oh,
Mark Sanford?
Mark Sanford? He's the governor of South Carolina.
Oh, no. That's, oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
He would talk about you being his soulmate. So, see, you could just bang him.
He wouldn't talk about me being his soulmate. He would talk all on TV about some other woman being his soulmate. I better bang him.
Anybody is but his wife.
All right, well then let me bang him. Because he's fuckable.
Yeah, I'll bang him. I'll marry Dick Cheney, because I still say he's got a foot.
I'll marry Karl Rove and kill Dick Cheney.
And I'll kill Karl Rove.
That's all right. See, in our reality, both Karl Rove and Dick Cheney get killed.
Yes.
And we kill each other's husbands.
I would marry Carrie.
Yeah, we've got Tyrone Power, Carrie Grant, Rock Hudson.
I would bang Tyrone and I'd kill Rock because he's, well, they're all dead, but.
Yeah, I would kill Rock because he's dead already. You're right, they are all dead. I would bang Cary Grant. For reals. I would marry Rock Hudson because then I could bang Cary Grant. So then I have to kill Tyrone Power. Sorry, Crystal, I know you love him, but I would
marry Rock so I.
Come on, if you marry Rock, you can do any guy you want.
That's true. That is true.
So I would marry Rock. I would bang Carrie, and I'd have to kill Tyrone. Sorry, Crystal loves Tyrone Power. Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Sid Vicious. I would definitely kill Jim Morrison.
I would kill Jim Morrison.
I would bang Jimi Hendrix. I have a feeling he would be really good in the sack. That means I have to marry Sid Vicious.
Oh, Lord. It wouldn't last.
No, that's true. He'd never be around. That'd be all
right. That's right. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you completely on that one.
All right, good. That was a good one, Crystal.
That's a nice one.
That came up
yeah.
at the last minute and was easy to do. I thought she had them in the order that she was going to marry, bang, and kill. I misunderstood at first. Sorry. Do we have time? Oh, shoot. I just deleted Mike's comments with all the this and that's. I'll get it back.
I got them.
I'll get them. Do we have time? We have time for a quick five things I cannot grab.
Oh, okay.
Five things I can see, but I can't grab.
Well, my first one is easy. It's my plastic ice cream cone that was sitting on my shelf and it fell down behind it.
You'll
probably
be able to grab that. Yeah. That's gone forever. I cannot grab my camera, which is over on the entry table. I can see it. But I can't.
I'm so sorry.
All right, that was Bet, everybody. That was not me. That was Bet.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Coffee does that to her.
Speaking of Alan Arkin, I can see, but I cannot grab my Catch 22 on tape read by Alan Arkin.
All right. I can see, and I cannot grab my Sony PlayStation 2 wireless remote controller doohickey. Ooh.
I can see, but I cannot grab a winter scarf that's hanging on my banister, and I don't know why the hell it's still there.
Huh, you don't need that at this time of the year.
Don't need that.
I can see, but I cannot grab a big stack of DVDs that we were planning to watch today and never got around to because we've been so fucking busy.
I can see, but I cannot grab a paper mache head of Sherman that I made, and it sits in the little tiny shopping cart on my kitchen table.
Ooh.
I'm staring right at it.
I can see, but I cannot grab my guitar.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can see, but I cannot grab my pens and pencils, which I moved to the shelf, and they're in a little plastic container that looks like a popcorn box that you get at the movies.
I can grab my pens and pencils if I reach and sort of lean in my chair, so I shall not say them. I can see, but I cannot grab my sunglasses, which are by my camera over on the entry table.
Oh, you don't really need those right now. That's
I
good.
Do not. I have my regular glasses on anyway. My regular glasses.
I love your
beautiful. Shit, we are late. We got to post.
Yeah, we're late.
Bye, everybody.